With our next interview, and so we will we'll do that in a minute. Anya Sheridan is telling us here that we're ready. We are going to Ireland, friends, to link up with a very special guest indeed, Desi Farrell, who is the CEO of the Gaelic Players Association, and somebody who we have known since day one, as indeed the founder of the Gaelic Players Association. Let's go to Dublin, and let's go to Desi Farrell. Very welcome to the program, Desi.
Adrian, how are you?
I'm okay. Let me, for the benefit of those who may not know much about the Gaelic Players Association, how and why was the Gaelic Players Association formed in the first place?
Yeah, sure. The Gaelic Players Association was established back in 1999. It was set up by the players themselves at a time when there was more and more demands being placed on them in relation to their commitment to playing at the very highest level, playing for the county in the various leagues, championships and competitions. So at that time, the players felt that the commercial landscape within the GAA changed. There was more money in sponsorship. TV rights, gate receipts were on the increase, and yet the standards and conditions that applied to players hadn't changed demonstrably in decades. So players felt that it was a time at that stage to address some of these issues, such as insurance, injury, funds, expenses, playing equipment, facilities, all those basic elements that are very important to playing the game in the right environment. So that's how we started up. We addressed a lot of those challenges and made a lot of progress in those areas over the intervening years. But then more recently, we moved into a long-held ambition for players, and that was to establish a player development program to support players in various different areas of their lives away from the field of play, such as education, such as career development, personal and professional development, health and well-being programs, and so on. So at the minute, we all understand the importance of the amateur ethos within the association. So a lot of people thought the Gaelic Players Association was set up to maybe move towards professionalism, but that wasn't the case. And we have a very good model in place now where we have this player development program that supports players in those vital areas of their lives, and yet we retain the amateur status that is in many ways the bedrock of the GAA back home here.
Talk, if you will, on the development program, the services, bringing it down to the parochial, to the level. This is an organization that actually has moved into a place where you are involved in all of the GAA clubs, the amateur GAA clubs throughout the island of Ireland?
Well, I think there's a couple of things on that, Adrian. First of all, the Gaelic Players Association has remit for inter-county players only, and that's through agreement with the GAA, and there's an agreement in place, and the first ever agreement was put in place 5 years ago. This year is actually the last year of the agreement, so we'll have to. We're currently in negotiations on establishing a second round of that particular agreement. But we just have agreements for county players, and there's over 2,000 200 current county players, and we've a growing alumni of former players, obviously, who through the generations have been involved in the game, and we support those players as well from time to time as the need arises. As it currently stands, we are one of the largest players associations in the world due to the sheer size of our membership in terms of current players. So as you can imagine, 2,200 is a significant amount of players, and there are certain challenges in resourcing the programs that support those players in various areas of their lives. And that's why we're obviously entering into discussions with GA around a new agreement, but then that's why we've come to the US in the last few years as well to perhaps seek some support from our network of supporters in the US and particularly in New York as well, where we've had a great, great welcome. I've been very fortunate to meet many great people who very much buy into our philosophy and our approach to supporting young amateur players to be the best they can be off the field of play as well as on it.
Now, a very significant fundraising arm of the GPA is taking place next Thursday, and indeed you might want to tell us about your honorees for openers.
Sure. This is a fourth event, and the annual dinner has gone from strength to strength, and again we're ever so grateful for our advisory board and dinner committee in the US that make this possible, as well as the support of people on the ground there. So we have close from 450, 500 people in the Plaza Hotel in Manhattan next week. We've been very fortunate from day one to have some super honorees, our very first being the legendary Don Keogh, from previously president of Coca-Cola, who passed away some months back, unfortunately. But Don kicked us off and was a great honoree at that time. And we've been lucky again to have a number of other great honorees in more recent events. And this year is no different. We have Linda Simon from Coca-Cola as well, and a great supporter of all causes Irish. And also Mike Madden. Mike is first generation Irish, very successful businessman in New York. He's a director with Cuneo, and again has been huge supportive of the Gaelic Players Association. So much so that he was able to provide sufficient funds to us to allow us to set up a leadership program for men and women, all in athletes within Gaelic Games, club players, maybe footballers, and obviously corners and footballers as well. So that was an amazing initiative, and we're very, very grateful for making a stand.
Our line leaves something to be desired, but let me run down through a couple of people who deserve indeed to be acknowledged. You've already mentioned, of course, Ariel Finan, who is an Irishman, a Dubliner of great note, Michael Madden, the chairman of Teneo Capital and Restructuring. The GPA Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Art Foley, an All-Ireland medal winner, Wexford Hurling, going back to 1955-56. You'll also, though, have honored guests, all-star players and legends of Gaelic games, and that's a very, I think, important aspect of the strength and the commitment of the Gaelic Players Association. The event itself, indeed, is terrific, and the work of the Gaelic Players Association in a very short period of time addresses issues do trickle down to all amateur players, and it's a great organization, and we're looking forward very much to meeting you and of course your committee on this coming Thursday, October 8th at the Plaza. Desi, again, thank you. Thank you for joining us. We wish you, all the luck in the world. And you are indeed as somebody that we're very cognizant and happy to be associated with since the notion of a Gaelic Players Benefit Association was indeed long, long overdue, and that you're coming to New York, and that your support, not just in New York but across America, is something which is indeed very significant and improves, the lives of those who don't get paid, who are indeed involved for the love of the game and continuing the great tradition of Ireland in Gaelic sports.
That's right, Adrian, and we're very thankful to you for the opportunity to speak about our association and our programs and obviously to promote the event on Thursday night. We are actually launching at that event our education patron program, which supports our younger athletes who are in full-time education, and obviously the commitment for those individuals to the game and to their studies is really intense, and we're delighted to be able to support those players as to the best of our ability, and I think there's a lot of goodwill in New York and in the US to support these younger athletes. And hence the reason we launched this important program next Thursday night at our event as well. So thank you again, Adrian, for everything you do.
Well, our pleasure here, and we look forward very much to the event itself. Thanks, Desi. Desi Farrell there, friends, who is the CEO of the Gaelic Players Association, and an amazingly successful, relatively new organization which indeed supports the amateur players, those, again, just as a wrap-up, they don't get a penny for, they don't get paid. They're amateurs. They're have been for decades high and dry without any support, without insurance coverage for injuries, and I think many of us would know somebody on either side or both sides of the Atlantic, who throughout their lifetimes, because of their love and dedication to Gaelic sports, wound up with injuries and left to kind of fend for themselves. It's good. That at the Plaza Hotel next Thursday, indeed, there are maybe some few tickets left for that. You might want to call 212-213-1166 or GPA, if you want to send an email and get information, GPA as in Gaelic Players Association at Carla Capone, that's CarlaCapone .com. Great organization and a tremendous event. We're looking forward to it also.